pedophiles are using the COVID lockdown to come after your children? And does the Wayfair scandal point to a legitimate sex trafficking ring? Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about a very serious, serious topic. I don't know, outside of the gospel of Jesus Christ specifically, this is one of the topics that it is so grotesque, so disgusting, and the apathetic nature that many people have towards this subject breaks my heart completely. And I want to talk about it. And, you know, interestingly enough, for the last couple of episodes, we've actually been dealing somewhat with it. And I wanted to dig a little bit deeper, especially because I just got back from Mexico. We recorded an episode inside of a room at midnight and sent it over to Tony, which took forever with the Wi-Fi situation down there. And I did have a time where I misspoke, and I want to kind of clarify some of that later in the episode as I dig in to this topic, because this is a topic that is near and dear to me, and I want to give you guys a little bit of a testimonial as to why this topic is near and dear to me. And it's a topic that I will bring up all the time, because I do believe, as the church body, as brothers and sisters in Christ, as we present the gospel to people, as we share the wickedness of what's going on in the world and we expose it as we are commanded to, the fact is that we need to do a better job as the body of Christ. In fact, you're going to be hearing from someone today. I was listening to, and I like to do my research all over the place, right? I want to make sure I'm getting the best info I can possibly. And my wife, maybe a week or so ago, had sent me a short video that she had found online. And she said, "Hey, I really think you need to see this. I think you need to check this out." And I said, "Okay, I'll check it out." And you're going to hear from the same guy, because sometimes you get videos sent to you and you're like, "I don't know who this guy is. He says he worked this job. I don't know who it is." But then I was recently online and I saw that Will Witt from PragerU ended up interviewing this guy, Tim Ballard. And he's a former special agent. He now runs and operates Underground Railroad. And you're going to get to hear a little bit about what's going on in this country. But instead of me giving his bio before we talk about sex trafficking and the Wayfair scandal, instead of doing that, I'm going to let him give the bio. But I want to just do a quick little commercial here for Good Fight Ministries, because, guys, we just finished. We thought there was going to be four-part series, but you know, Joe, it turned into a five-part series on Bethel, and we actually did the fifth part live yesterday. So if you haven't been able to check that out, guys, please check that out. And I'm not even going to get to talk about it, and I had it on my notes, but I'm going to be honest with you. I have a ton of clips I'm going to show you guys today, so you guys can hear a little bit from this interview and a video I found from Tim Ballard on his own website. So I won't be able to talk about it, but guys, Bethel, after we did this whole entire series, Bethel today is in Huntington Beach, and sadly, they're being promoted. What they are doing, including Heidi Baker and known heretics, are being promoted by the likes of, and I don't typically like to call out people like this, but by the likes of Jack Hibbs, and that breaks my heart. We're talking about PragerU. He was just recently on Candace Owens and all these shows, and then I see him posting about these false prophets that are going to be preaching the quote-unquote gospel out on the beach. It actually broke my heart when I saw that, and I think it was Jackie Alnor who wrote to us, which is interesting, being that she's from Rapture Ready Radio. But nonetheless, that was really nice of her to share that with us, and I was very disappointed when I looked. I follow Jack Hibbs on Facebook. I saw him post it. I didn't know what it was, and then I did some research. I was like, wow. So Lord willing, We're going to get a couple of young guys out there, and hopefully we can go present the gospel out there on the streets to some of the people there for this experiential Bethel nonsense. So please check out the five-part series now and check out our live Q&A session. We did a full two-hour session just yesterday. It's on the Good Fight Ministries Facebook and YouTube channel. And if you haven't subscribed, please go subscribe. If you're new to the Good Fight Ministries or Good Fight Radio YouTube channel and you don't know about Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel, go check it out. We got over 108,000 subscribers there. We got a ton of videos. Hopefully you guys be blessed. One of the things I've noticed, and Tony and I have talked about this as well as Joe, that people are seeing the Bethel series. They've never heard of us. They're checking it out. And the next thing you know, I go and look through the comments and they're commenting on all the other videos and being encouraged. So, and a lot of people have no idea that we did the Beyonce, Sasha, Super Bowl, and Satan video that went absolutely viral. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, when they're coming and hearing the stuff we're doing on Bethel, that they sold their souls to rock and roll is from this ministry. So you guys are getting connected, and you can also, you can actually listen to Tony, myself, and Joe's testimony. We have it all on the Good Fight Ministries site as well. But with all that, I know that's a long introduction. I want to get you guys right into who is this guy. He's going to be doing, he did an interview with Will Witt. I believe a lot of the things that are powerful that he said, and I hope this will encourage you guys. So let's get his little bio and then we'll talk about him a little bit.
My name is Tim Ballard. I spent 12 years as a special agent and undercover operator working to combat child trafficking and child exploitation. And I'm currently the CEO of Operation Underground Railroad, a nonprofit to eradicate child slavery, and also the Nazarene Fund, which does the same in the Middle East.
So he has obviously his hands in the cookie jar here. He knows exactly what's going on. I know that's usually used in a bad way, but he knows what's going on because he's lived it and he's still living it, in the sense that this is what he's doing to pull people out of sex trafficking. I know that he actually adopted this man who is a Mormon, by the way, so please keep him in prayer, but he actually adopted a Haitian young boy who was involved in sex trafficking. And in this interview, and you guys can check out its entirety, but I have specific things I want to deal with specifically to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ on a number of things. But he talks about the relationship that his child has, and he recognizes that it was police officers that saved his child out of sex trafficking, and that his son literally runs up, hugs, and thanks little police officer or big police officers, this little boy, for saving him out of sex trafficking. So it's really a heartwarming story to hear. And I was like, wow, I mean, just incredible. And I'm just going to throw this out there. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but as Christians, we should be adopting. I really believe that. My wife and I, we want to adopt so bad, and I do believe we should be the ones adopting. If you guys know anything about Islam, you know that because Muhammad wanted to sleep with his adopted son's wife, that pretty much ended adoption in terms of them actually being a part of the family in Islam. And that breaks my heart for them, but praise God that they don't adopt, because that gives us the chance to, and then bring those kids up in the way of the Lord. So I just want to put that out there, because I think that's beautiful when people are adopting children. I have an adopted older brother and an adopted younger sister. And this brings me, before we get into the nitty gritty, this brings me why I have a passion for this subject. My brother, who was adopted, was molested by his own mother and stepfather. Not my mother and father, but his mother and stepfather. He was my cousin. And his mother went away to prison for 18 years, as well as the man who was doing that. And sadly, if you see what they were doing, they were actually using my own brother to help kind of traffic young people to be involved in their sex games. And so I have an absolute passion for this. I will always scream when it comes to what's going on with little children, because I've seen it with my own eyes. I watched as my brother being adopted explained to me some of the horrifying things that happened to him. And I remember we had someone write into us, and I had misspoke and was talking specifically about, hey, Michael Jackson is, what I was trying to express was that Michael Jackson is just as in fault as the mothers who knew what their kids were doing and taking them to that pedophile. I would never say that the children, that it was their fault. And I did misspoke at midnight in Mexico, and I wanted to just clarify that real quick as we go through this. But this is something that's personal to me. This is something that my brother is still my older brother to this day. He's the reason I wrestled. He was You know, I looked up to him. I absolutely loved my oldest brother. And when we adopted him, 100%, he was my brother. He was never my cousin. He was never like my adopted brother, my half brother, anything. He was my brother, and I still love him. And I love my little nephew that I get to have because of him. And he was just out visiting. We got to train some wrestling because he went over to North Carolina, but he's still wrestling like his dad and his Uncle Chad. So it's pretty cool. I love that family. So that's why, if you ever wonder why we talk about this a lot on 511 News, it's because I have a passion for it. I'm disgusted by what's going on, and I want more to be done, and I want believers to stand up for these children. I know we've mentioned, and I told Tony to put a link for Forever Found. They're the local ministry involved with exposing this and helping local law enforcement. They do a lot of amazing things. And so we've been involved with them, going to their banquets. And I just want to put that out there for a ministry. If you guys are saying, hey, I want to be able to put something to a Christian ministry, because as much as I'm sure this man is doing a ton of stuff, Tim Ballard, he is a Mormon. So there, his nonprofits and stuff, that's Mormonism. I want to try to tell you guys where the Christian sites are that are also doing it, not just to mend the fences of some legislation, but mend the fences of the gospel and bring the gospel to these women who have been trafficked and these children as well. But I want to play this clip. This next clip that we're dealing with, because Tim Ballard's going to talk about America specifically and how America is involved in sex trafficking.
First of all, the United States, we're the number one consumers of child sex material, child exploitation material in the world. So understand, it's all here. The demand, these pedophiles. And
guys, that's our country we're talking about. All right. So when you see wicked, you know, when we talk about, I get sick to my stomach when people talk about how we're a Christian nation at this point, with the millions of babies murdered, and then you find out that we are the clientele. This country, not we. If you're a Christian, you're not a Christian. If you're involved in child sex trafficking and pornography, you are not a Christian. Don't ever call yourself a Christian. You can be whatever you want, but you do not know Jesus. And let me tell you this: when I think about this, but when I think as a country, when we think about what's going on, it should break your heart, and to find out that our country is the main clientele. Whenever there is something sick going on, whenever there's something sick being sold, there is someone buying it. There is someone buying it, and it's our country. But what else is going on in this country right now that is causing this exploitation of children to go way up? Mr. Ballard talks about that as well.
We've actually been able to monitor the chatting that's going on at the dark net. And basically the pedophiles are saying, hey, this is our dream. It's harvest time.
It's harvest time. And one of the things he mentions very clearly is that with the lockdown, parents are leaving the home to go to work, and then they are leaving their children with their laptops and their smartphones at home, and the pedophiles sitting there. He was talking about how monitoring the dark net, where these pedophiles go and talk about how they're getting to children, and they talk about it in the dark net so that they won't be seen, they think. But they're being watched, and they're seeing that the pedophiles, could you imagine how grotesque, how does that make you feel? To think about there are pedophiles online talking about your children, saying, it's harvest time, fellas. Let's get these little kids, because now their parents are at work. They're home for 8 hours a day when they normally would be in school. And now guess what? We can get those children. When you hear those words, harvest time, does something in you has to feel something. And if you have children, guys, I have to point this out. If you have children, you need to pay attention to what is going on. You need to recognize, do not think that, oh, you have everything in line and I keep these precautions. He actually talked about Glenn Beck and how Glenn Beck doesn't allow his children to have cell phones, doesn't allow this, doesn't allow that. But they still had somebody going after their children through Fortnite, through a video game, because they're online gaming, and a lot of parents have no idea. The kid turns on a video game and they play it. They don't think anything of it. And that's not the only recent story. In fact, he goes on to tell another story about a six-year-old on online gaming. and a pedophile found that six-year-old and convinced the six-year-old to send them naked pictures of a six-year-old. If you don't believe in depravity, this is something that really sticks out to me. Objective wickedness. I remember Dr. Michael Ruse, he's an outspoken atheist. And one of the things I remember him talking about was that somebody is just as wrong to say that murdering and raping a child is not objectively wrong. Someone's just as wrong by believing that's subjective than to say 2 plus 2 is 5. And that is the truth. We recognize this wickedness. We point out there is no way possible that you cannot see that getting naked pictures of a six-year-old isn't abhorrent, isn't objectively morally wrong. And that's why we have to point people to Jesus through this. And we need to say, look it. And all the wickedness going on in the world, this isn't by accident. And guys, I'm telling you my testimony as I'm speaking this out. I came to the Lord when I recognized wickedness, when I knew no two ways about it. There is, for some reason, behind music and movies and these things, at that time, they're all pushing similar philosophy. Every single one of them are all telling me the exact same thing. And without a spirit behind it, it never made any sense to me. It finally made sense to me when I recognized there is a Satan. And the only thing more frightening to me at the time was there has to be a God. And there's an objective moral standard that I go back to. And I looked at that and I saw that. And when I heard the words of Jesus in Matthew 12:30, he who is not with me is against me. I got down on my knees. I took out my tongue ring. I gave my life over to Jesus Christ. And guys, that's what I want for people, to see this wickedness and recognize, no, that is, there's something more than simply, I think Frank Turek calls people moist robots. There's something more. It's not just wavelengths. There's spiritual warfare going on, being waged right now. And what better way for them to go after, for Satan to go after your children while you're at work? What better way when you give him a foothold as they go on TikTok and put up a bunch of videos of them dancing provocatively, and you have weirdos following them, liking their stuff, commenting, acting like they're someone else? By the way, this happened at the local high school where I taught wrestling. I had no idea what was going on, and I had quit because we got way too busy here, as you're listening to a podcast show that I started after I was able to not be head coaching wrestling. But he was using a fake profile for years, a pedophile here at the local high school, a yard duty, lacrosse, and football coach, and was using fake profiles to gather pictures of people. And then eventually that wasn't enough, and he took them into offices and took young freshman boys into offices and did the nastiest things with him and was caught and was arrested. This is not something that, oh, we don't know what this is going on. This is peripheral. It's not really an issue for me. Guys, this is a huge issue. This is going on, and we need to sound the alarm about what's happening. I want to play this clip because I think this next clip, when I was talking to Tony specifically about what's going on, I thought the analogy he used here, I thought it was a really good one. So Tony, can you play that clip for me?
1 in 5 children will be sexually solicited before they turn 18 in this country. And then internationally, every 30 seconds, a child is stolen, either for sex, for slave labor, or for organ harvesting. So those are the numbers, those are the actual numbers. And so it's in the millions when you accumulate them all. But proportionate to what we're talking about with COVID, for example, I mean, can you imagine what would happen if every 30 seconds, a child contracted a severe case of COVID or died from COVID? Or if 1 in 5 kids was getting COVID right now, can you imagine the outrage?
Could you imagine the outrage? Guys, every 30 seconds, a young person is taken, is stolen, and they have things harvested. Their organs are being harvested. They're being sex trafficked. Why? Where is the outrage? It's like when I look at the abortion that's taking place, right? And if you guys haven't heard about this recently, now all of a sudden, I believe it's in New York, but they're wanting to take out Margaret Sanger, and they actually are finally wanting to cancel Margaret Sanger. You know, Hillary Clinton's, you know, biggest, you know, she's, Hillary Clinton is her biggest fan, by the way. That's her, you know, somebody she looks up to. But nonetheless, Margaret Sanger, they finally want to cancel her. But it's so interesting, and Tony and I were talking about this early in the week. They want to cancel Margaret Sanger, right, for being pro-eugenics and murdering black babies. They want to cancel her and continue to do the thing that they're canceling her for. The rank hypocrisy, right? I mean, you could cut it with a knife. It's so pathetic to think about that. And I saw Benjamin Watson actually tweeted that exact thing out that Tony and I were talking about. And I was like, wow, could you imagine? I remember having a discussion with a racist actually. And I was like, bro, you cannot look at people in this way. And we were just having a long discussion. And he's like, but you know, a lot of black people really hate white people. And I'm like, so you're angry that someone else is doing the wicked thing that you are doing. You hate black people. You're mad that black people hate white people. So you're mad about the offense that they are doing. If Jesus didn't speak directly to that, completely, with the log in your eye before you take out the speck, and I've used this analogy, it's not even an analogy, it's just a story. I remember specifically, I was sitting with my now wife at the time we were courting, and I remember somebody came into the house, and when they came into the house, they told me, hey, did you hear about blah, 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 somebody, they're gay, they're gonna burn in hell. And I said, okay, you're drunk, you're walking in, and you're gonna go sleep with your girlfriend, okay? And you're worried about him going to hell? You're a drunken fornicator. It's right next to the homosexual list in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. And you both need verse 11. You both need to become as such were some of you. And that's the fact. That practicality, that recognition of this wickedness. And guys, when we think about sex trafficking, when we think about what's going on, we need to be calling this out. We need to be screaming from the rooftops, because he's exactly right in that analogy. If children every 30 seconds were contracting COVID-19, we're contracting that, what would the world be doing? We'd be doing something about it. But every 30 seconds a child is taken? Every 30 seconds? That means this show, how many people in this show have been taken while we recorded this show? How many people while you were at church on Sunday? Why are we not screaming about this? When I think of abortion, when I think of sex trafficking to children, we should be screaming from the rooftops. What is going on? Why are we not stopping this? We have so many people to stand up for all sorts of things that are really peripheral issues. We have people, honestly, on both sides of the issue going absolutely crazy about masks, going absolutely nuts, leaving fellowships one way or the other, whether it's because you're not taking it seriously enough, or on the other side, you're taking it too seriously, leaving fellowships, no longer fellowshipping, but say nothing about children that are being abducted, their organs harvested, are not saying anything about children being ripped apart and pulled out of their mother's womb. Where should the outrage really be? Where should it be? And I want to play this last clip here, because I did say we were going to talk a little bit about the Wayfair scandal. And if you guys don't know what that is, a lot of people started throwing out these images, and it is pretty interesting if you look at it. And in all honesty, when I looked at it, I was like, wow, this is incredible, where you see these normal pieces of furniture on Wayfair that all of a sudden are $12,999, and they're named after a human being. You look, and then a lot of people were correlating the missing persons with the item that was for sale, and a lot of it looked really interesting, and I'm like, ah. I get so, it's so tough, because you really want to have a good bearing on what's going on. But I thought with Tim Ballard here, because he runs in these circles, he knows what's going on in the dark web. I thought, wow, he's got some really good info. And this is the video that my wife originally sent to me concerning what was going on with the whole Wayfair scandal. And here, you can hear his own words, what he says about it.
Hey guys, Tim Ballard here, CEO of Operation Underground Railroad. I want to respond to a lot of questions we're getting about this whole Wayfair thing. Look, bottom line, law enforcement's going to flush that out and we'll get our answers sooner than later. But I want to tell you this. Children are sold that way. For 17 years, I've worked as an undercover operator online. No question about it, children are sold on social media platforms, on websites, and so forth. So I'm glad people are at least waking up to it.
So yeah, guys, you heard it here. I mean, this is an expert in the field, in there every day. He's training police officers, by the way, on how to find, how to detect, and see where pedophiles are, sex traffickers. So if anybody would be an authority on a subject, whether or not this is legitimate, it'd be him. Now, I don't put as much faith in our governmental system, okay? Just go look at what happened to Jeffrey Epstein when he was caught, that he could go home at night from the jail cell, right? Go look at those things. I'm not going to put a lot of weight that my government has my best interests at heart. But I will say, I thought that was really interesting that this situation that plenty of people found online and said, wait a second, how is this same thing that's like $40, $12,999, and why on earth is it named after some little girl? Now, I don't want to go far down that trail because I don't have the investigative ability to know whether or not that's true, but I find it really interesting that somebody who's an expert in the field says that's exactly how it is done. I find that extremely interesting. And you see that they use Craigslist. And here's the one thing, guys. I was wanting to talk about this, but I'll get it in the outro here. Video games, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, these are being used by pedophiles. We need to watch our children. If you are not checking out who they're messaging, knowing who they are, you are setting them up to fall. And by the way, one of the wicked things that Satan does through these wicked pedophiles is they will figure out how to get your children to turn against you. They will give them nice comments and flatter them, not recognizing how much you truly love them and are watching over them. They will make it seem like you're overbearing. They will sneak in unnoticed, and Satan will whisper into your children's ears. And then what happens for a young girl when someone gets a naked picture from one of these pedophiles, gets a naked picture from your young daughter, and then they're told, if you don't send me more, I'm going to expose you on the internet. What do you think takes place? We need to watch out for our children. If you think it's okay to just sit them over there for video games for 8 hours, first of all, there's a number of other reasons why you shouldn't do that. But nonetheless, guys, a father recently, he just got arrested because he found a 20-year-old with his 14-year-old daughter at their house. Didn't know if he was raping her or what was going on. And he beat him almost half to death. Broke his teeth. He got exactly what he deserved, you ask me. I have two daughters, and I don't want to know what I would do. Vengeance is the Lord's, so I pray that I could be sustained by the Holy Spirit. But the fact is, guys, they're going after children. What are you going to do to say, this will not happen in my home? What kind of safeguards are you doing? Don't think that your daughter on TikTok making seductive videos, shaking your booty in the air, isn't going unnoticed to these weirdos. Watch after them. See what the enemy is trying to do, because once they're sexually exploited, a lot of times it is very difficult to get them out of thinking that they are a piece of property and a piece of meat. We know that the Holy Spirit can do it. We know that Jesus' blood covers all sin. And we need to recognize, we need to point out, say, this is wickedness, and we will not fall for it. Pray for your children. This has been Chad Davidson. This is 511 News.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 511 News.